Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
ZZ Top bringing us back 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. Pam is the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, the CEO of Business Advancement, Inc., and the great Growth Igniters, is that right?
Growth Igniters Radio with Pam
Radio.
Harper and Scott Harper.
There you go, with her partner in business and life, Scott.
It's every Wednesday, incidentally.
Oh, yeah, right. Every Wednesday, what time?
It's every Wednesday because it's on the Internet.
Right.
It's mobile, you know.
There you go.
It's every Wednesday, and you can subscribe through iTunes and Stitcher and RSS feed, and you can go to the website.
All that stuff right
All
there,
that
so
stuff.
Check it out. Okay, so this is a new project that Pam and Scott have launched this year, and they've been working on it. They worked on it for a number of months because I was aware of some of their plans and early on, and so I saw how hard they worked and how much research they did, how much care and intention and professionalism you put into the due diligence.
You had
to build the infrastructure, the blocking and tackling, build the infrastructure, the physical technical infrastructure. Then you had to develop the concept.
This is a professionally produced program,
yep.
And so it required finding in some ways, not in some ways, it required us to find a staff that
right.
we virtually hired,
right.
A producer, an administrative associate, people
mm-hmm.
who are vital to us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And these were things that we didn't initially think about, but that it became apparent that we needed to do.
Is this so when you were putting together, and folks, the purpose of Pam sharing this with us is to, so you and I can learn about some of the steps that they took to put this new direction, this additional direction together for their company. We talked about the research and talking to customers in the previous segment, and finding out what they wanted, and this segment we're talking about how they executed that. But when you as you moved along, obviously any project like this, you begin by developing part of the packages, develop the financial structure, right, to come up with a budget of some kind.
There was a budget.
How much were you surprised at what things cost?
Well, I think that it was more than we originally thought it would be. I'm not going to say exactly, but the reason for it is, I think, what's most important. And the reason was that there were things that we left out of our plan that we just didn't know what we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so true, especially when you're innovating, and this for us is an innovation. You think, well, of course, I can put together a plan, but when you've never done something before, you don't always know what you
right.
need. And
yep.
so one of the ways that we figured this out was because we surrounded ourselves with people who knew a lot more than we did, as you well know, Jim. And I started talking with you. I started talking with people you recommended to me. I started talking with other people that we knew. And with every person that we spoke with, we learned something else that we needed to think about that we had not thought about before
mm-hmm.
that was vital. That was vital to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided not to resist it, but to lean into it, to
mm-hmm.
say, yes, we have to do this. It's important to us. And so two of those things were making sure that we had the right people to work with us as part of our team.
Mm-hmm.
And we never quite envisioned how much the team was going to be part of things,
mm-hmm.
and the team has become so much a part of this
in
ways that we never anticipated. And we said, you know what, that's okay, because in order for us to do this right, we have to invest.
And because
so
you knew that you didn't know something, you asked questions. You didn't try to act like you knew. Yeah. But I mean, I think of people. A friend of mine used to say, "You got to be willing to risk what you know for what you might learn." And when what you might learn makes what you know uncomfortable, it makes you uncomfortable because you're learning this new stuff. When people are afraid to risk what they know for what they might learn, that's when you fail. And you guys were open. You were sponges. You said, okay, you know, we want to do it right. What do we have to do? What are the components of doing it right, of seeking excellence? And you sought that. And as you say, you discovered that there was more than you thought. It was going to cost more than you thought. But because you were seeking excellence, you sought the information and you went for it.
And we look at it as, and we continue to look at this as an investment in our future growth. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not doing it lightly. We are looking at this, and we would never spend to the point where we were in so much pain that we couldn't handle it. But
it is a risk. You're taking a risk with this.
It is a risk.
And you're making an investment.
It's a calculated risk.
Well, you know, the other thing you're doing is something that I've been talking about for a long time, and I wrote this. There's a chapter of this on the book, in my book. And it's a perfect, what you guys are doing is a perfect example of this, and I congratulate you for this. And that is, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And you guys, with your new radio program, you're still doing what you've always been doing, but you're doing it in this particular element of your business in a different way.
Yeah. And in fact, that's a really important point. Growth Igniters Radio is really capitalizing on some points that we are already strong at.
Mm-hmm.
I've been interviewing people and listening to them for many, many years. And it's taking a core strength and just sending it out into the universe in a new way.
Yep. And that's just, as I said, you can fall in love with what you do, but you can't fall in love with how you do it. Quick break. Pam Harper and I will be right back with more to come. Stay with us.
That I love. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.